Chapter 7. Lord Grenville's Party. Later the same evening, all of London's society went to Lord Grenville's party. People talked, laughed and danced, but Lady Marguerite was worried about Armand. She was also sad because she couldn't tell her worries to Sir Percy. He still didn't speak to her unless he had to. Sir Percy and Lady Marguerite drank champagne and talked to friends for half an hour. Then Sir Percy went into another room to play cards, and Lady Marguerite didn't see him again until supper. She walked alone through the large rooms, looking for Lord Antony and Sir Andrew. When she found them, she watched Sir Andrew carefully. First, Sir Andrew sat with the Comtesse and her daughter. Then he went and stood alone near the entrance to a little room. He looked carefully around the large room to see if anyone was watching him. Suddenly, Lady Marguerite saw a man pass him and put something into his hand.
"What can that be?" Lady Marguerite thought. "I want to know."
She started to walk across the room towards him. At that moment, a group of people passed in front of her, and she couldn't see the entrance to the little room. When she looked again, Sir Andrew wasn't there anymore.
"Perhaps he's gone into that little room," Lady Marguerite thought.
She went quietly to the door and looked into the room. Sir Andrew was alone, with his back to the door, and he was reading a letter.
"How can I get the letter from him?"
Lady Marguerite thought. Then she had an idea. She entered the room, gave a small cry, and fainted. Surprised, Sir Andrew turned round, saw her, and ran immediately to help her. While he was carrying her to a chair, she half opened her eyes and tried to read the letter in his hand, but she could only read parts of it. It said, "I am leaving tomorrow. If you want to speak to me, I will be in the dining room at precisely 1 o'clock. At the bottom of the letter, there was a little scarlet flower. Sir Andrew put Lady Marguerite carefully into a comfortable chair and then put the letter in his pocket.
"Thank you very much," she said quietly. "I don't know what happened to me. I think I'll sit here for a few minutes."
Sir Andrew bowed and left the room. Lady Marguerite closed her eyes. 1 o'clock. It was 11 o'clock now.
"I must find Chauvelin and tell him," she thought.
Soon after Sir Andrew left, a servant came into the room.
"Supper is ready, my lady," he said.
Lady Marguerite went to the dining room, but Chauvelin was sitting with other people, and she couldn't speak to him. She sat at a table with Sir Percy, but she couldn't eat anything. Sir Percy was bored and didn't speak much. Immediately after supper, he excused himself and left her. A few moments later, Lady Marguerite left the dining room too. Chauvelin came to her side and she told him about the letter. She could see that he was happy.
"Good," he said with his cold smile. "Supper is finished, so there won't be many people in the room at 1 o'clock. Soon I'll know the Scarlet Pimpernel's real name. And there's more. When I got Armand's letter a few days ago, I got another letter too. This letter told me the date of the next escape and the meeting place. It's an old hut near the sea, not far from the Chagri Inn in Calais. I'll be happy to meet the Scarlet Pimpernel there and show him some French hospitality. Don't be frightened. I'll keep my promise. As soon as I know the identity of the Scarlet Pimpernel, you'll get your brother's letter."
At precisely 1 o'clock, Chauvelin entered the dining room. There wasn't much light in the room, but he saw someone sleeping on a sofa in a corner and went to look.
It was Sir Percy.
Oh, he won't be a problem, Chauvelin thought. He's probably drunk too much wine.
Then he sat down in the shadows on the other side of the room and waited. In the elegant living room, Lady Marguerite was also waiting. She wanted to know what was happening. But she didn't see Chauvelin again until she and Sir Percy were leaving the party. She and Chauvelin walked down the stairs together.
"You are very cruel, Monsieur Chauvelin," said Lady Marguerite quietly. "I helped you, but you haven't told me anything. Did anyone come into the dining room at 1 o'clock? Did you discover the name of the Scarlet Pimpernel? Will Armand be safe?"
Chauvelin had a mysterious look on his face. He kissed Lady Marguerite's hand, but he didn't answer. Then, before Marguerite could say any more, he went quickly down the stairs.